You want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king. Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. I'm the author of The DNA of a Man, the founder of the Man Warrior King movement. And last week, I believe, I put out an episode about conflict and about why confidence is important as a man, especially in your marriage, and as it relates to conflict and how you navigate it. And I want to follow up with that episode a little bit. So the topic of confidence and being able to be confident and secure in yourself to the point where you can navigate conflict without getting triggered and without giving in to kind of your survival mechanisms of withdrawing or stonewalling or getting livid or whatever it is. How do you become confident and secure so that you don't do those things? That's a huge gaping question. So I know that I need to be confident. Okay. That's I guess one piece of the puzzle that helps me to a point, but not really, because I just still need to know how. Many of us, we want to be confident. We understand that that's a good thing. And for some of us, we are actually kind of coming out of a daze because we have believed that as a good Christian man, I shouldn't really be confident, that it's not about me anyway, that's putting my trust and my faith in myself. It's drawing eyes to me instead of to Jesus. And so we have this wrong idea that confidence is somehow sinful. So a lot of us are trying to like recover from however many years of thinking that way. And we're trying to like do it somewhat quickly because we can feel like we've wasted a lot of time. And our marriage has been suffering because we've been unconfident men trying to do our best to be good Christian men. And meanwhile, life isn't working out and the marriage is hurting. And so we're trying to quickly bring change. And it can be a whole disruption of our entire paradigm to be like, what in the world? I'm supposed to be confident now. That would have been good to know way back many years ago. And it would be great if I had had somebody to teach me how to be confident and what it takes. So here, my friend, is a piece of the puzzle. How do you get confident? How do you get secure in yourself, feeling good that you are you, liking the fact that you are you?
Okay. Way number one is to start saying yes to yourself. And I understand that that can sound pretty fluffy and self-help nice and, you know, oh, it's all about self-care and self-love stuff and everything like that. I understand that that can raise some objections. And I suppose that it can be done in an annoying, self-helpy, warm and fuzzy kind of way. But that's not what's happening here. Okay, I want you to stick with me on this for a moment. As a Christian man, it's very, very common for you and I to make a lifestyle out of telling ourselves no all the time. And why is that? Well, because we have scripture to back it up. You're supposed to take up your cross daily to follow Jesus. Jesus said, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. He said, die to yourself. He said, consider each other more highly than yourselves, right? So we do. We have these scriptures that all kind of join forces together and begin to lead us into this mindset of, I need to continually tell myself no. And I don't believe that that is actually a healthy or correct interpretation of God's word to us. He did not create you with the capacity to dream, to imagine, to form opinions, and to desire, only to turn around and tell you none of those things are good, so don't do any of them. You're dreaming, you're desiring, that is God given. That is because you have God's DNA inside of you that you even have the ability to desire anything. God was a dreamer before you were. So we need, as a man, you want to start becoming confident. It requires the bold step of telling yourself yes, probably quite a bit more than you have been. And I'm not talking about sinful desires. Everybody always goes. Everybody always worries. Uh-oh, are you going to go off the rails and promote sinful living and all that? We are so stinking entrenched in religion that we're more worried about promoting sin than we are about living a dead life as a Christian. We get more worried that somebody's going to make a mess than we are about whether they're even going to just come back to life. So, no, we're not talking about sin. We're talking about normal, everyday things that you have inside of you, or maybe big, grandiose dreams and goals that you have that you've just told yourself no. Why? Because other things might be more important. Because God has bigger things to worry about than your little dream and desire. Because other people and what they want is more important than what you want. You can be fine without whatever it is that's on your mind. And you might even think that it's a sign of strength if you are fine, even though you're going without so much of the time. And I get it. Sure, it is a strong man who can go without and still be joyful and happy. I get it. But that strong man will become weaker and weaker if he continually is saying no to himself. And this is just another way of saying it's the nice guy syndrome, where you're constantly saying no to you because you're saying yes to what everybody else thinks. That will lead you into incredible low self-esteem, incredible insecurity, because now you need permission from everybody else in order to do your thing, in order to get your desires pursued, because you've made it a habit to put them constantly on the forefront of your mind and to make all your decisions based on them. If this is you in your life, and I'm not even talking about just you and your wife, just only in your marriage. I'm talking about if you want to become a more confident husband, you begin saying yes to yourself in ways that have nothing to do with your wife. Well, I don't really have time to go to the gym. No, you just don't want to make time. You need to go to the gym. You should go to the gym. You should say yes to it. I can't really afford to buy the new nice shirts, button-up shirts that I need, because I have to pay for all these other things. Okay. Yeah, you might have to pay for a bunch of other things, but you've got to stop treating the things that you need as not worth it, and you know, you'll be fine without, as long as you're paying for everybody and everything else. No, it's okay for you to spend the money on something that's for you and not for one of your kids or not for your wife. Because when you start saying yes to you, you're telling yourself that you matter. You're telling yourself that your thoughts and your opinions and your drive and your desires are good. And I'm sorry, I know that we get turned off by self-care and self-love and things like that, but if the primary voice in your life, which is your own head, your narrative, is 100% of the time telling you that you're not worth it, that you deserve a no, that you never get yes because you just don't matter, it's not valuable enough, you're telling yourself that you don't matter and you're not valuable enough. The main voice in your life is constantly telling you that. And so you begin to take it on. You begin to believe it and you begin to feel like it. And you wonder why you can't be more confident with your wife. If she says or does something that, heaven forbid, reinforces your negative narrative, it triggers you all the more because you hear it constantly from yourself, and you're hoping that she would be the one person. She's the one person that you most want to hear the opposite of all that from. And so when she turns out to contribute some kind of negative something or other into your consciousness, into how you're thinking about yourself, it pushes you over the edge because you're desperate for her to offset your self-negativity. That's what's happening. Instead, you need to be your primary source of yes, your primary source of positivity. Because in that, you are validating yourself, you are advocating for yourself, you are essentially telling yourself that you have good stuff to offer the world and it's worth paying attention to. And then when she does or says something that goes against that, you're not in a state of crisis all the time. You're not in a negative red bank account where she's putting you further into debt. You build up your emotional bank account so that you are wealthy on the inside. She says something that takes a little bit away, no big deal. It doesn't matter because you know there's more where that came from, because it's not coming from her anyway. It's coming from you and it's coming from the Lord. And I know that this is sounding a little bit like a godless message here. Self-care, self-love, self-talk, validating yourself, saying yes to yourself. I get that. And if that rubs you the wrong way, I'm not that sorry. Because we need this, gentlemen, and it's not anti-God and it's not anti-kingdom. You need to see yourself as he does, which is a powerful, authoritative son of God who was put on the earth to push back darkness and administer his kingdom, to spread his heart, to spread his will, his intention into the earth. You must see yourself this way, as a man who has worth and value. And it's rooted in him. But it doesn't get experienced by you unless you administer it to yourself, unless you engage in the self-validation, in saying yes to yourself. It will be true on God's end, but you will put up a dam, a log jam, that won't allow it to reach your experience. So this involves yourself. Okay? Say yes to yourself. That's number one. We'll come back with more in future episodes. Ways of being confident. This is essential to being a warrior. We've got to get this. I've got to get this. I've got to work on this more. I'm telling you. Okay? I love you, gentlemen. We'll talk to you next time.
This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.